So the summer holidays have only just started. You've got that age-old problem of keeping the kids entertained for weeks on end. Well, Shrewsbury's historic flax mill probably isn't the first place that springs to mind. They had a family fun day yesterday with plenty of activities and as well as storytelling to bring the building's rich heritage to life. John C. O'Donnell headed down to Ditherington to join one of the tours.
It was a totally different atmosphere. Hot and sweaty and dusty. So chest-related ailments were common.
Hi, my name's Faye Bailey. I'm the development officer here at Shrewsbury Flax Mill Maltings.
We're here at the flax mill in the dye room at the moment, is that right?
The dye house, yes.
Dye house.
Yeah, yeah, which was a really important part of the process here at the flax mill maltings. Lots of the fabric and the thread that was produced at this factory dyed in here and at Marshall's other factories in Leeds, so it was quite a big hub of the factory.
Right, well, I'm going to take you to the cross mill now. Can you feel the heat blasting off here?
It's a family fun day today.
Yes.
Tell me, I mean, there's all sorts of things going on. We've just joined a bit of a tour.
Yeah.
The kids were just absolutely fascinated by learning the history and heritage.
They were. Well, this is purely family-focused day today. So the Friends have been really fantastic, done so much amazing work in really raising awareness of this building and running some really interesting tours where they've really educated people about the history of this important place. So it's just kind of looking at how that we can really target a family market and how that we can get those messages across about how important and internationally significant this building is to really little ones. So it's quite a challenge because it's got a very long and varied history from its time as a flax mill and then moving into its time as a maltings.
Listen to this, you kids, you know. The youngest person on my records as a worker in this mill was 5 years old, a little girl.
We've been running storytelling tours today with Fran O'Boyle, who's been delivering some wonderful storytelling tours of the mill. Lots and lots of people, as you've seen, going round, and lots of children really engaged with that and enjoying it. So he's pretending to be John Marshall today, one of the key people in the history of this building. And he's talking about the children who would have worked here. So we're kind of making it a bit more people-focused, really, to really kind of engage those family audiences. I think for children to come here and think of this, of working from a really young age in this really enormous building, working hard, working very long days, being away from their parents. I mean, it's so completely different, isn't it? But just to kind of really bring that to life, you know, with somebody telling them how it used to be, really, and really kind of focusing on that. And also looking, you know, using the trail leaflet to talk about the apprentice house around the corner here and how we had children often as 9 years old living and working very, very long days here, as long as 15 hours a day. So, but there's nothing like getting out to a heritage site to really experience that firsthand, soak up that atmosphere. You can't replace that experience. And seeing their faces today, I think it's been a success, and I'm really, really pleased with that.
If you want to know what's going on at the flax mill in Shrewsbury over the summer, go to flaxmill-maltings.co.uk and make sure you're listening tomorrow. We'll reveal whether it's won its lottery bid or not.